are listening to Cover Stories, a deep dive into the stories behind iconic album art with Adam and Charlie O. Cowboy Carter, Beyoncé's latest album, released March 29, 2024, was born November 2, 2016. That was the night of the 50th Country Music Awards show in Nashville. Beyoncé was an unannounced guest, appearing with the Dixie Chicks, who hadn't been there since their 2003 criticism of George W. Bush, which essentially banished them from the country music community. Together, they gave a rousing performance of Beyoncé's song, Daddy Lessons. The act just came up on the screen after a commercial break. There was no announcement of any kind. It just happened in an unannounced total surprise to the audience. When Beyoncé and the Chicks opened their number, not many people connected to the show missed the symbolism of Beyoncé appearing with the Chicks. With 5 straight days of rehearsal, the performance was a flawless foray into the world of country music for Beyoncé. She stole the show. The Nashville crowd was on its feet. Online, the reaction was different. Some country fans argued that Beyoncé had no place at the ceremony. Why are you showing Beyoncé and Dixie Chicks? One doesn't believe in America and our police force, while the other didn't support our president and veterans during the war. Another person said, neither are country, and Beyoncé could not be bothered to put some clothes on for the occasion. Travis Tritt was no fond of Beyoncé, saying, as a country artist, I'm insulted that the CMA thinks we have to have a pop artist on our award show to appeal to big crowds. Apparently, the CMA thinks Beyoncé is as relevant to country music as Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, or Patsy Cline. I'll tell you why. Because the CMA folks don't think country music is strong enough to stand on its own. Alan Jackson made it clear he was no fan of crossover artists before the show, saying, I understand the dang television trying to get the ratings with whatever they think is going to prop it up, with some big event, with some other type of artist on there. Yeah, hopefully it'll be a good country music show for a change. Billboard reported after the show that Jackson left during Beyoncé's appearance, a report that could not be definitively confirmed. Other online critics were blatantly racist in their reaction. Here is one of the few repeatable posts. Apparently, the disgusting progressives at the CMA are considering allowing the police-hating, racist Beyoncé to perform her brand of filth in an effort to destroy the image of country music. And another enlightened post. Country music isn't racist. Black people just don't like it. They have R&B and rap, so that's why you don't see many of them in the industry. It got worse from there. In a Super Bowl ad in 2024, Beyoncé teased a new album. She later announced plans to release a country album titled Act 2, Cowboy Carter. She said, this album has been over 5 years in the making. It was born out of an experience that I had years ago where I did not feel welcomed, and it was very clear that I wasn't. But because of that experience, I did a deeper dive into the history of country music and studied our rich musical archive. She never specifically mentioned her CMA experience, but neither did she have to. Beyoncé did not feel she was welcome in the country music space. Instead of yielding to the pressure, she took a deep dive into the history of country music, researching its African-American roots, and decided that she wanted to reclaim Americana and country music from a black perspective. She also said that growing up, she went to the Houston Rodeo every year. She added, one of my inspirations came from the overlooked history of the American black cowboy. They took their talents and formed the soul circuit. Through time, these black rodeos showcased incredible performers and helped us reclaim our place in Western history and culture. Beyoncé used her album cover space to reclaim a piece of country music and the black cowboy's role in the history of the West. The album cover is striking. Beyoncé, with long, flowing platinum hair, sits side saddle on a galloping white stallion. She's dressed in a red, white, and blue cowgirl outfit, complete with white hat and white boots. She wears a red, white, and blue sash that proclaims the rider as Cowboy Carter. Her right hand grasps the horse's reins. Her left hand holds a partially visible American flag aloft. The internet had a field day, as everyone seemed to be deciphering the symbolism she used. Once again, the Houstonian was sitting atop a horse, as she did in Renaissance, her homage to Lady Godiva, or perhaps it was Bianca Jagger at Studio 54. This time, the rider was replaced by rodeo queen Cowboy Carter. If this was anyone else, one might think this photo was an overt endorsement of American nationalism. Why is Beyoncé holding up a flag? Is she MAGA? One writer has opined that being a black Texan, Beyoncé has learned how to bear hatred and love in your heart at the same time. Really? Beyoncé said she had wanted Cowboy Carter to come before Renaissance, her first horseback album cover, released in 2022. She said, "This album took over 5 years. It's been really great to have the time and the grace to be able to take my time with it. I was initially going to put Cowboy Carter out first, but with the pandemic, there was too much heaviness in the world. We wanted to dance. We deserved to dance. But I had to trust God's timing." Beyoncé revealed that each song on Carter is inspired by a different Western film, and she often had the films playing during her recording sessions. Some examples of her inspiration were such films as Five Fingers for Marseille, Urban Cowboy, The Hateful Eight, Space Cowboys, The Harder They Fall, and Killers of the Flower Moon. The album and its cover are an homage to country, blues, and black folk. Beyoncé also told us the character of Cowboy Carter was inspired by the original black cowboys of the American West. She has suggested the term cowboy was used to belittle former slaves as boys. She created Cowboy Carter to negate the connotation and highlight the strength and resiliency of these men who were the true definition of Western fortitude. More official etymologies of the term make no mention of this notion. My own hot take is that this equestrian Beyoncé is announcing to the world who the new queen of the rodeo is, as she has already soundly vanquished the naysayers who question her ability to perform country music. Beyoncé 1, CMA 0. Earlier, her hit single, Texas Hold'em, quickly became the first song by a black woman to reach number 1 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. Beyoncé 2, CMA 0. There's a special limited edition alternative vinyl album cover with its own interesting story. It was introduced a day after the official album cover was revealed. On it, Beyoncé poses in the nude with a pageant sash and her long red and white beaded hair braids strategically draped across her body against a stark black background. In her raised right hand, she holds a smoking cigar. The red and blue trimmed white sash says, "Act 2, Beyoncé," and I has replaced the O in Beyoncé's name. Most fans know Beyoncé's name is taken from the maiden name of her mother, Tina Knowles, née Christina Beyoncé. What they may not know is that Knowles' name was misspelled on her birth certificate. Beyoncé's grandmother's name is actual Beyoncé, with an I instead of an O. Knowles once asked her mother why she didn't argue and make them correct it. Grandma said she did and was told to be happy you're getting a birth certificate, because at one time black people didn't get birth certificates. Beyoncé honors her family names by donning her birthday suit and revealing what would have been her real name at birth with the true spelling of her mother's family name. She also pays tribute to her married name in the album's title. She's married to Sean Corey Carter, better known as Jay-Z Carter. Beyoncé is literally proclaiming and reclaiming her name that her grandmother was denied at the hospital. What was unknown about Beyoncé's CMA performance was how she was affected by the backlash, both what was known to the public as well as what may have happened behind the scenes. Beyoncé said, "Act 2 is a result of challenging myself and taking my time to bend and blend genres together to create this body of work. This ain't a country album. This is a Beyoncé album. This is Act Two, Cowboy Carter, and I'm proud to share it with y'all. Now We Know. Let's hit the pause button and chat a bit.
So we're not always on the cutting edge here.
No.
But no. You certainly can't make that argument today, right?
Yeah. Hackney Diamonds and Cowboy Carter.
There you go. That's right. So this one's for all the single ladies and survivors. Everyone out there, I don't think you're ready for this jelly. From the look on your face, Dad, I'm not sure that means much to you.
No.
But we're here to break down the new Beyoncé album and album cover. Again, like you said, Cowboy Carter released last week, March 29th, which is the latest from Queen Bee, as she's also known to her 76.2 million monthly listeners.
Is that all?
That's it. Only the 10th most listened to artist in the world. So
we've got almost that many.
She's got work to do. Yeah, we're number 11, so you know, pick it up, Beyoncé. So each one of her albums tends to be just as much an event as it is an album itself, whether it's
absolutely
the surprise release, whether it's the content, the stylistic changes, it's always a big deal. You know, I can say arguably as big, if not bigger, than Taylor Swift in that respect. So let's give a little background, because at the recent iHeartRadio Awards, not an award show that I'm terribly familiar with, but Beyoncé's already storied career was recognized by another legend who presented her with the Innovator Award. That very same legend played the harmonica on Dolly Parton's massive 1973 hit, Jolene. Any idea who that was?
I do have an idea now, because I just read this just today, I think. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder it was,
and
yeah.
And she said, if I could only listen to one person for the rest of my life, that would be you,
quite
Stevie.
True. Quite true. So it's interesting, because you know, the Dolly reference certainly brings a lot of this full circle. But I'm guessing I've had more Beyoncé exposure than you have.
I guess so.
Not a stretch, right?
That's a safe guess.
Okay, okay. Other than, you know, her being the halftime entertainment for the Ravens' storied Super Bowl victory the night the lights went out, what's your experience with Beyoncé?
Okay, years ago, I took some students on a field trip. We went to the Eastern Shore, and I said, you can run the radio. And they ran the radio, and I heard a song. I don't know the name of the song. But it was something about you should, if you want this, you should have put a ring on it.
Single
or something
ladies,
like
all
yeah,
single
there you
ladies.
Go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I heard that song about 15 times in one day, and that was back in the 2000s before the teens.
That's too funny. I would have bet you had never heard that song once. But
yeah, well, that might be the only one.
All right. So, you know, Beyoncé, you know, with this foray in the country, not her first time, but has recently given flowers, both literal and figurative, to the performers that paved the way for her, you know, of more recent history. Mickey Guyton, who was the first black female artist to be nominated for Best Country Song, nearly won the Grammy for her 2020 song, Black Like Me. So Knowles has thanked her, among others, you know, that, again, really paved the way for this to happen. I'm teeing this one up a bit more than usual, because the subtext is all over this album cycle, but the story actually starts back in 2016, wouldn't you say?
Apparently so, yeah. At least that's my read.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I love this. If there's one thing we learned from that same year's Lemonade album, an album cycle, it's that you do not want to step to Beyoncé.
No, you do not.
You know, and fittingly, because she's from that same state known for their motto, don't mess with Texas.
That's right.
So you recounted well the appearance that Beyoncé made playing alongside the Chicks, once known as the Dixie Chicks, whose career was long sidelined just because of their anti-war stance during 2003's invasion of Iraq. Now, despite a rousing performance at the time and justified ovation, the online commentary was a little bit different.
Yes, it was.
The proto-comment section, because this was a long time ago. And in 20 years, I would say we've somehow gotten worse. You know, so I guess there's mercy in that this happened two decades ago.
Yeah, maybe so.
But
we didn't have as many forms of social media.
Oh, certainly not. Certainly not. So, you know, black artists have long been ostracized from country music, a genre that they essentially created, you know, through a mix of traditional blues music and all the songs that they gifted white artists to play on their behalf and to build fame off of. The wildest take that you managed to dig up, you know, in that commentary, that we'll call it, someone said that country music isn't racist, black people just don't like it.
Yeah.
What a gross and wildly inaccurate thing simpler. To say.
Yeah, right. That's a nice, simple view of the universe.
Yeah, yeah. This simpleton said something along the lines of, mm-hmm. they have hip-hop, leave
yeah.
that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Et cetera. So this same very firestorm occurred only a few years ago. I don't know if you've heard this song, but Lil Nas X took the country world by storm with his chart-topping Old Town Road, which was forcibly removed from the country charts after reaching number one.
Wow.
Due to fan backlash.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
it took a co-sign from the equally pop but white performer Billy Ray Cyrus, also known for an essentially novelty anthem, My Achy Breaky Heart, to quell the shitstorm. But interestingly enough, his far more successful daughter Miley shows up on Cowboy Carter at various points. So
good for
the
her.
It isn't country enough argument, it just falls completely flat for me. You know, it's a race issue, you know. We don't spend a lot of time digging into these issues, and I won't spend the episode explaining it, but country music has leaned into pop and away from tradition for decades before Beyoncé was even recording music, you know. So her foray into the genre is no more pop than Shania Twain, who I think a lot of people would call the queen of pop country.
Yeah.
Faith Hill.
Good point. Good
and
point.
Certainly Taylor Swift got famous off the back of pop country hits. So give that lineup the old ocular pat down. You might see some similarities, but I'll leave it at that. But we are here for the cover, am I right?
Yes, we are, yes.
So obviously the symbolism here is deep, and it could be dissected for days. When you first took a look at this, what'd you see?
I may disappoint you a little bit here in that I just took it in visually. I wasn't thinking of what's it mean or what's it about or anything else. I just thought, this is cool, because it had this, you know, this stark black background, a big white horse, and this woman that was all dressed up in red, white, and blue, which I never would have ever expected to see. And not only that, but she's holding the flag. So I was thinking, wow, you know, and that's pretty much as far as my thoughts went at first was, wow.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then I thought, I got to dig into this a little bit.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, Beyoncé always goes with wow.
Wow, yeah.
Never anything less than wow. Yeah. You know, she's always painstakingly assembled incredible visuals.
Yeah, and I don't think anything visuals. Is accidental.
No,
nothing,
no.
Nothing on her albums is an accident.
I agree. You know, from the videos to the covers.
Yeah.
But to me, the presentation, you know, is simple. You know, I think she's long been saying, don't tell me what America is.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm every bit of
I'm
part
as
of this
American
flag
as you
as
are.
You are. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, reclaiming the flag from different crowds, the MAGA crowds, the nationalists, is within the right of a generational talent like Beyoncé. You know, it's wild that the flag is actually a sticking point when used by someone else. You know, it's sadly no longer a simple symbol of shared American values. So in that sense, she's kind of reclaiming who is allowed to love the country and why they do. You know, we're all Americans. We're all different.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving, you know? So need we be reminded, Beyoncé's country roots are far more authentic than a number of others currently reigning supreme on the
country
charts.
I'd say so, yeah.
You know? So her bona fides as a Houstonian, a rodeo goer and student of music history, mm-hmm. outpunches most of the artists in the genre that she's labeled a tourist in. You know, so the photo itself, though, is just magnificent.
It is. You know? It's a really striking.
Yeah.
Her platinum hair and the whole nine yards.
It's really cool. You know, and I don't know if you had seen the cover for Renaissance, her previous album. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, if you had seen that before. But it's interesting on, you know, on both albums, the horse is facing the same direction, but this one is most certainly real. The last one was, you know, sort of a fantastical see-through horse, you know, whether glass or crystal or diamond, however you wanted to interpret it. But here, she's sitting side saddle, which is typically used for female riders that are wearing a skirt. But here, she bucks tradition, pun intended, by not wearing that skirt. You know, the red, white, and blue outfit, which you could also say is a simple nod to Texas, as opposed to just the good old United States.
Could be.
So there's a lot going on, but
well, you know what I thought though? I thought she looked she was side saddle, and mm-hmm. And for some reason that made me think of the Queen, and that made me think, yep, that's what also the subtext of what she's saying.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
With the album now I'm the queen of country.
She's
right
the
now.
Queen of pop. She's the queen of country. Yeah. And I'm, you know, again,
as long as it lasts,
Queen Bee is, it's lasted a long time in the Queen Bee's career. But let's talk white horses. You know, you really did a good job assigning, you know, Beyonce points after vanquishing her naysayers. I liked how you said that. And that's exactly what I see. You know, she's a living legend sitting atop her horse, gazing down at the industry that attempted to degrade her.
Yeah.
Like Napoleon sitting atop his war horse, Marengo.
Yeah.
You know.
Good call.
But the variant photo, you know, the inner sleeve photo or the alternative cover photo is also incredible. And your research was really eye-opening. You know, it made me say, what's in a name?
Yeah. I was really surprised to read all that. You know, I remember starting off and people were saying, well, how'd this misprint get through, you know?
That kind of naive idea,
but yeah, it's a powerful story.
Yeah, as if Beyonce would let a misprint go through, you know? So I had no idea about the history beyond that name, you know, or behind that name. Her grandmother's name was apparently misspelled on her birth certificate as Beyonce, and was probably...
Her name was Beyonce.
Oh,
and it was Beyonce. It was misspelled as Beyonce.
Oh, I've flipped it here. Okay. Yeah. But that would have been, you know, for her, probably a lifelong reminder of a harsh racist reality.
Absolutely.
Just every be time, happy to
every time you
exist.
Had to sign your name that wasn't really yours.
Yeah. So I really love how Beyonce Knowles, the one that we're speaking about, really embraced that. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
So asking for the slightest bit of recognition may have been a tall task then, but not for the queen.
That's right.
You wear that crown and you wear that name.
Queen takes what she wants.
Yeah, but the entirety of the cover, you know, and just thematically, the screams of reclamation and pride. You know, there's an endless history of repurposing things like symbols, slurs, slang, and objects themselves to disarm the haters and reclaim their power. And Beyonce has done that time and again. You probably didn't know much about the fictional Becky who appeared on a previous album.
No, I admit I didn't.
Yeah. That was in reference to a well-documented infidelity of her husband, Jay-Z. Okay. So I won't get too into that. But here, she intentionally embraces and uses Jay-Z's given last name, Carter, as a reclamation of their relationship.
So she's reclaimed her relationship?
Reclaimed the relationship.
Reclaimed her name?
I just think it's...
her place in country music.
Yeah. She weathers every...
And not just her place. Yeah.
No, not just her place. You know, she's oftentimes opened doors, and I think she'll continue doing that. You know, she's weathered pretty much any firestorm that's ever publicly threatened her career at all. You know, she's a cowboy in the truest sense. You know, musically venturing into hostile, undeveloped terrain like a damn rock star. So I say cheers to that, you know. But remember, we're all just drones living in Queen Bee's hive.
Next time.